You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor, 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK, welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G., saying thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it could be less than 24 hours away from the Oklahoma City Thunder tipping off the 2018-2019 season on TNT against the damn Golden State Warriors. And coming up on this show, obviously we will talk about the Thunder's matchup with GSW. But we also have to talk about the possibility of Russell Westbrook making his season debut in game number one. Now, he hasn't been cleared to play. He is still listed as out for tomorrow night's game, but the Thunder are also kind of playing coy. So I will give you my opinion on whether or not we should see Russell Westbrook on the court. Not exactly if he will play, but whether or not we want him to play or I want him to play. Of course, we want him to play, but is it really a good idea? We'll get to that. Plus, we'll hear a lot from Dennis Schroeder today on if he is the starter, and if he has to be the starter for the next few games, how does that affect his preparation? And he's been a guy that's been very successful against Golden State in the past. He'll tell us what has made him so successful against GSW. Heck, might be a pretty good thing to have him out there in that game because it'll make GSW work a little bit harder than what maybe they normally would have had to. Of course, you still have to work pretty hard with Russell Westbrook on the floor. Billy Donovan will discuss what is going right with the Thunder today, what he feels good about going into this season. I will give you my win total for the Thunder this year and where I think the Thunder finish in the Western Conference, although I think I've pretty much made that clear through just about every podcast, and we'll discuss, would the Thunder benefit from somewhat of a mediocre season? What should be the mentality of this regular season with the Oklahoma City Thunder? So that is today's show in a nutshell. The hard content's coming up here in just a moment. My name's Eric G. Starting a week from yesterday, I will have been covering the Thunder for six seasons, been doing it for five, and I'm about to celebrate my sixth anniversary of covering the Thunder, and I'm very excited about that. I work for 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK in Oklahoma City, part of the iHeartMedia family. Randy Renner is my running mate, my partner in crime, and he helps me out with a lot of audio. So when I can't make it to shoot around, Randy helps, and then vice versa. Plus, him and I will be at all the games this year, and we'll be potting a lot from the games, after the games wrap up, to give you that instant analysis, instant reaction that you want from everybody that covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. I've covered the Thunder for 5 years, so that does make me a credential member of the media. And if you like what we're throwing down, please go to LockedOnThunder.com, check out all the archive podcasts, plus we throw up video and audio from players and coaches as well. Russell Westbrook, what is the latest with him? Well, he's officially listed as out for tomorrow's game, but that could change. I don't want to see Russell Westbrook on the floor against the Golden State Warriors, at least not now, and more likely when he's 100%, then I will be ready to get Russell Westbrook on the floor. And it would be a total veteran move to just skip the entire training camp. Of course, you had arthroscopic surgery, but you had that surgery, you skip training camp, and you're ready to go for the regular season. Still, you got 82 games left to go, and I understand that the West is going to be very tightly bunched this year, and there's a very good chance that one or two games makes the difference between you being in third place or fourth place or fifth or sixth. But ultimately, the Thunder keeps stating that this season is about what they do in the playoffs. And having a healthy Russell Westbrook is much more important than embarrassing Golden State on the night that they get their rings. As much as we want to see Oklahoma embarrass Golden State, you'll get another couple of cracks at them throughout the rest of the season, and they're more important goals to deal with. Also on the injury front, Terrence Ferguson is out of the concussion protocol. He is a projected starter for tomorrow's game against the Golden State Warriors. I'm all right with that. As long as it's not Alex Abrines, I will take Terrence Ferguson starting at the two. I will take Hamidou Diallo starting at the two. I am very interested to see how much playing time Alex Abrines does get as compared to Timothée Luwakabara in tomorrow night's game. And really, for the first three games of the season, what is Alex Abrines, how much is he being used? How much time is he spending on the floor? And is Billy Donovan more trusting of him now than he was last year? And is he starting to maybe work his way out of what of the mix here in Oklahoma City? There's a lot of questions to be answered just over the next three games. But tomorrow night, Oklahoma City, Golden State, I cannot think of a more fun way to start the NBA season. And with that, let's go to Billy Donovan, and he will give us the latest. This is from yesterday's. This is actually from yesterday's shoot-around. Here's Billy Donovan on the injury situation, Russ, and everybody else.
Any injury update for us on the guys that have been kind of in the mix, doing a little bit more each day?
Yeah, Nader was fine, so he's had two days here. We had off yesterday, obviously, but Friday and today he was able to go through work. Terrence did not do anything on Friday, but did some stuff after practice, was still in the concussion protocol, passed all his baseline tests yesterday and this morning, so he was back in practice today, and then Russell just continues to do more and more.
So you said that Terrence was in practice, was he in full contact, or was it just some kind of stuff?
No, he was able to, he was cleared to practice and to go through contact, and that was the stages that he needed to go through. It was first like kind of running on a treadmill, and then it was on court work, and then it was doing more in terms of his conditioning and then getting into contact.
There's no question Billy Donovan has to feel a sense of relief getting Terrence Ferguson back for game one, and he's played pretty well in this preseason so far, despite the concussion that he suffered against the Atlanta Hawks in the second-to-last preseason game in Tulsa. Still having a guy with his athletic ability to be out there and have somebody that Golden State will have to account for has to make you feel a little bit better. And I think the Thunder just want to see how quickly they can develop him and whether or not he's going to be a guy to make an impact in the NBA, or he's going to be a guy that maybe they have to treat as they have so many of their draft picks lately, and that is deal him off to get someone else and hopefully improve this team. I keep thinking about how the Thunder should approach this year, and I go back and forth on this. On one hand, this season is going to be measured by what you do in the postseason. Nothing in the regular season ultimately matters to the fans. It doesn't matter to the organization. You could win 70 games this year, win 71, win 72, win 73 games. You know, win as many games as you want, but it all matters for naught unless Oklahoma City is able to get past that first round of the NBA playoffs. And so far, if you listen to anybody in the national media, they have major questions about what Oklahoma City can accomplish. I may be overestimating what Oklahoma City can accomplish, but I just feel like they're too talented not to make it at least that far in the postseason and not to win a bunch of games during the regular season, even with all the injuries. And I do feel that even if you are talking about a season that is measured by what you do in the playoffs, there still has to be a sense of urgency that is carried throughout the season, because the one thing you can guarantee going into every single game this year, they will get everybody's best shot. They're one of that rare handful of teams that night in, night out is going to be pushed by most of the competition they play. Now, it doesn't mean that competition's good. It doesn't mean that competition, even playing up to their best, will really challenge Oklahoma City, but that's something that you've got to be aware of. So the nights off, those mental nights off that players will take throughout the NBA season, need to be few and far between for this Oklahoma City team. And I do like the fact that they are opening with Golden State, because no matter what the score turns out to be tomorrow night in Oakland, it's a game where you have to come with your all right from the beginning. And the fact that GSW was getting their rings, you've got Kevin Durant on the other side sort of smirking at you and giving you the bird, saying that he's won another ring without you. ought to be enough to motivate these guys to do some real damage. And as far as with GSW playing them and knowing how active they're going to be around the perimeter, Billy Donovan talked about just those kind of things yesterday at Shootaround.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously with their shooting and their offensive firepower and then their overall skill level, you know, everything certainly gets heightened. You know, you could be against a certain team and you can have a mistake or make a mistake. And sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily pay for it. And, you know, the team like them, you know, having discipline, having communication, not having breakdowns, you know, those things are critical because, you know, you go through a period of time where, you know, you go through a little scoring drought, or even if you're getting good shots, you're not making shots, or you go through a stretch where, you know, you're 5 over 6. I mean, you could still play good defense and they could still score, but certainly breakdowns, you know, make it even that much easier. So that's got to be the challenge of staying true to who we're trying to be on the defensive end.
And how big a challenge is that, Billy, to open with them on the road on ring night too?
Well, I mean, it's a great challenge. It's the opening night. I think everybody's probably getting their footing under themselves, you know, as they start to get started with the season. So, I mean, yeah, obviously the world champions, it's a great challenge for us going against, you know, best team in the league, you know, based on what they've done. And you get a chance to find out a lot more about yourself, you know, going into an environment, into a situation on the road against such an elite team.
Could be a big night for Steven Adams tomorrow. Damian Jones listed as the starter. Golden State still without Boogie Cousins for this game. But your usual four are in that starting lineup. And we know Draymond Green is one hell of a defender. And I'll be anxious to see just exactly. I'm sure they put Draymond on Paul George. That's what I would do. Steph Curry on Dennis Schroeder to start the game. Klay having to deal with Ferguson. And then what do you do with Kevin Durant? I guess you put him out there on Patrick Patterson. But I guess, you know what, now that I rethink about that, maybe Draymond goes and plays Patrick Patterson, and then you got Kevin put on Paul George. Some really good matchups coming up for the Oklahoma City Thunder individually, and watching those games within the game should be a lot of fun. But tomorrow night, the hate hasn't boiled up yet. Give me till about the end of this podcast, and certainly on tomorrow's podcast, there'll be a lot of hate brewing as Oklahoma City gets ready for GSW. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G, and coming up in the next segment, we'll be talking about, well, what the Thunder do right. Billy Donovan will tell us right here on LOT. Before the end of today's podcast, I will give you my win total for the Oklahoma City Thunder for this upcoming year. And again, maybe I'm overestimating them. It's a bit of a tease. Maybe I'm overestimating how many games I think the Thunder can win. But I'm all right with that. I'm all right overestimating because I really honestly have felt from the way things shook out this summer, this was going to be a special year for Oklahoma City. And if you like the Locked On Thunder podcast, I hope you'll listen to Locked On Sooners as well. It's all part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can find it at Stitcher, Alexa, Google, Spotify, and all places where you can get fine podcasts. Apple iTunes, and please rate us 5 stars. It's the Locked On Sooners podcast and the Locked On Thunder podcast, both part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. We keep discussing questions with the Oklahoma City Thunder and what guys are going to get playing time, who can possibly establish themselves this year. I think we've all come to the conclusion that if there's any rookie that's going to establish themselves, it's already Hamidou Diallo. And barring injury, that's the way that should shape out the rest of this year. I think we were all questioning Dennis Schroeder coming into the year and how well he would mesh with Oklahoma City. So far, so good. We're still kind of wondering about Raymond Felton's role. What, if anything, will be different about Steven Adams' game this year? So we've discussed all this, but what about the thing that the Thunder are doing right now? What about the things that could actually make them a contending ball club in the Western Conference? Here is Billy Donovan on the things that the Thunder are doing well coming out of camp.
I feel like one of the areas that's been good is I feel like this is a really good working group. Like, we really have done a good job working. And I feel like during the course of the season where you get you struggle with limited practice times. You know, you got to have a group that's willing to come in and work and try to improve in the areas that you need to improve. And I feel good about that. I think the other part that, is creating a clarity of how we want to play. And then understanding that clarity takes a lot of effort, and you've got to really be committed to trying to play that way. So, that's something I feel good about with them doing. Once we get up and we start playing in the game, again, I'm sure there'll be tweaks and things that we'll need to adjust and change to. For two and a half weeks, you're not going to get, everything in that you'd get in, that you'd have in by game 50. But the core base of who we want to be and where we want to be and how we want to play is in. And we'll evolve out and add more stuff on offense, and we'll have to evolve and add more stuff on defense. But for the most part, the base package of what we want to do and who we want to be is in.
And one of the things that Thunder want to do is play fast. And what playing fast means is not just tempo. It's thinking fast, using your basketball IQ, being able to react to things a heck of a lot quicker. And they have, I don't want to say that they've mastered that, but they understand the concept for sure. And that's been evident throughout this preseason. And now it's just a matter of being able to build on that throughout the regular season. I thought Billy Donovan summed it up there perfectly, where it's not something you will get in the first couple of weeks. It's something that really takes shape over the over all 82 games this year. And there will always be tweaks that the Thunder have to put in throughout the season. One good thing about tomorrow night, if Russell Westbrook is out, is that Dennis Schroeder is really good against Golden State. Why is he so good against Golden State? Well, why would I tell you when we got him?
Just, being ready, being locked in. I mean, you're playing against a top three, top five point guard in the league, and against KD, Klay Thompson, they hell of a players, all-stars. And especially in a game like that, you already locked in, try to come out and play, try to help your teammates, win a ball game. And I think I was just aggressive every time, they got to guard us as well. So just being prepared for the game.
The thing that makes Dennis Schroeder so successful, he didn't say it, okay, so now I get the opportunity to say it, is Dennis Schroeder wants to be looked at as one of the elite players in the NBA. That's one of the things that I love about him. And he didn't really get his opportunity in Atlanta, or he did get his opportunity in Atlanta. The Hawks didn't feel it was working out, and they traded him to Oklahoma City and drafted Trae Young. Dennis Schroeder gets a little bit more life here in Oklahoma City. It's not as a starter full-time. It's going to be as a starter while Russell Westbrook is out. But when you open up against Golden State, you certainly can open up the eyes of a lot of people in the NBA. So far, he's done it in the preseason. Now let's let all that translate to the regular season. And as long as Dennis Schroeder wants to be elite, this guy's going to play with a chip on his shoulder, and that will immensely help Oklahoma City. As far as making Steph Curry work, here's Billy Donovan on Dennis Schroeder.
I mean, it's important, but a lot of times the Golden State a lot of times doesn't care who brings the ball down the floor. A lot of times Draymond's bringing the ball up the floor. It could be Kevin Durant bringing the ball. A lot of different people can bring the ball up the floor. So as guys are bringing up the ball up the floor, sometimes Steph's running, there's really not a lot to do in terms of trying to wear him out. I mean, I think he's seen a lot of different defenses, and he's going to be very, very active on offense. He's got obviously great stamina and conditioning to constantly stay in motion, to keep on moving and find ways to get into open areas to shoot. Plus, he's obviously really good off the dribble. So, I mean, as much as you can, you want to make it challenging and difficult and hard on any great offensive player. But I don't know if, for what he's probably seen throughout his career, if there's a way just to go wear him down.
I was actually referring to it from a defensive standpoint, making Steph work defensively.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, for us is, and I apologize for going on a tangent. I think you want to make a team work defensively, just regardless, not even just Steph, but, any team. And you want to be able to move the basketball and get into some situations where, the ball and the movement can generate good open shots. I mean, that's, I think, really, really important. I don't think it's necessarily a player as much as you want to make a team work. So when you talk about making a team work, you're trying to really, what you're saying is you want to generate good shots.
I think Steph's got his hands full tomorrow night. I think Steph Curry is going to have his butt worn out by the end of this game. I ultimately don't think Oklahoma City wins because Golden State is still the better team with more firepower. But this game should be highly entertaining. It should be close for the most part. Then maybe Golden State pulls away in the fourth quarter. Still, if Oklahoma City wins, I'm going to go absolutely AWOL nuts at midnight tomorrow night at my house, just because it is Golden State and Oklahoma City. And yeah, I've got nothing but hate for GSW. Hey, if you would like to see the Oklahoma City Thunder take on Golden State this year and you want to do it closer to home, there's an easy way to do that. It's vividseats.com. Just download the app for your phone, then punch on that app or click on the app or whatever you call it when you use the touch screen, and it'll pull up all the events that are in your state. You then go to that event, you buy the seat. And VividSeats.com is so much more than just an online ticket marketplace. It is an online ticket marketplace that wants you to go to events, have a great time, and make memories. That way you'll be a return customer. Every seat 100% guaranteed. And if you've never bought from VividSeats.com before, we want to help you out by giving you $20 off your first purchase of $200 or more. Just enter the promo code LOCKEDON. Just enter the promo code LOCKEDON and VividSeats.com will save you some cash on your first purchase of $200 or more. That's VividSeats.com, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network. Coming up next, I tell you how many games Oklahoma City wins this year and whether or not I'm overvaluing this team. We have a new episode of Locked On Sooners out as well, and you can find Locked On Sooners as well as Locked On Thunder and all the Locked On podcasts at Google, Alexa, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and Stitcher. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And please listen to this latest edition of Locked On Sooners. Oh, you had a bye week last week. Get back at it with TCU this week. So a lot going on in the state of Oklahoma when it comes to sports. All right, win total for the Thunder this year. I teased that. I'm going to go ahead and pay it off. I'm saying 50 wins, 50 to 52 wins this year for Oklahoma City, and that should be good enough to get you into third place in the Western Conference. Do I feel like I'm overvaluing the Thunder? Yeah, a little bit. I do. I may be overestimating them because I don't know exactly how they're going to play against total NBA competition without Russell Westbrook and, of course, without Andre Robertson. And depending on how long it takes both of those guys to come back, like we said earlier, one or two games can make the difference between them being in the third spot and them being in the fifth spot. And the Thunder could wind up with 48. They could wind up with 50. But I'm thinking 52 wins this year, a great season for Oklahoma City. And then ultimately they get past whoever they play in the first round and end up going to the second round. And my fear is that they play Golden State in the second round and maybe not yet by them, but at least this year, Oklahoma City will finish third and at least get a trip to the second round, the conference semifinals of the NBA playoffs. Maybe that's not exciting to a lot of Thunder fans, but it's a lot better than where Oklahoma City has been last year. What sort of worries me about Oklahoma City is right now still not a lot of cap space. They could be getting into the repeater tax. You've got a good core in Steven Adams, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George, but can you afford to hang on to Dennis Schroeder for more than one season? All those are questions to be answered coming up next year, but for this year, somewhere between 50-50, I'll say 52 wins and a trip to the second round of the playoffs, and you finish third in the Western Conference. Starting with Golden State tomorrow, Dennis Schroeder will get the start, not Russell Westbrook, unless Russell Westbrook is healthy and pulls a very Thunder-esque slash veteran move and just runs out of the locker room, takes off his uniform, S on the chest, and then starts the game against Golden State. But if it is Dennis Schroeder, how does starting affect his preparation?
It don't matter. So whatever it takes, said that 2 weeks ago, I think. Whatever it takes for me to win a game with Thunder, I do it. So don't matter if he comes back or not. I don't know either. So we're going to see. But I'm excited, you know, to play the game with all these guys, my first regular season game with them, and can't wait.
Golden State does a lot of guard, off-ball screening. What kind of communication does that take on you guys' end to make sure that you're not giving up those slips to the basket or kickouts for three?
I mean, that's what they're doing pretty well, you know, just moving without the ball, setting screens, you know, slip out. We just got to be aware of it, you know, communicate. And like I said today, we did a great job, you know, communicating. And I think we're getting there, and I think we're ready.
There are seven Germans in the NBA currently right now. Just what does that say about this German basketball overall at this stage?
I think German basketball coming up. I think the last 3-4 years, we did a hell of a job, you know, getting people from Germany coming to the NBA. And there's seven people now, and I know a couple of young guys, you know, who keeps improving. And I played with them this summer, and I hope they're going to make it here one day as well.
Look, we got it all in less than 30 minutes today. Going back to that first comment that Dennis Schroeder had, didn't it sound like he sort of like was all right? Yeah, it doesn't matter if Russell Westbrook comes back. I got this. Yeah, you know what? I don't have a problem with that, because if this is your opportunity to start and you are Dennis Schroeder trying to prove you're elite, I would rather him have that attitude than be like, man, I can't wait for Russ to get back and go to the bench. Nah, Dennis Schroeder's got the right attitude. And tomorrow, hopefully he's got the right kind of play and wears out Steph Curry's butt. And Oklahoma City comes back with a win against Golden State. That wraps up today's show. And I thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow we'll be back. We'll hear from Billy Donovan, and we'll break down GSW and OKC as the Thunder start the 2018-2019 campaign. And until tomorrow, everybody love everyone, unless they root for Golden State. And, of course, peace, love, and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.